This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And fakes the handoff to Henry, looking into the end zone, has to pump. Now tucks it, and he's going to go down for the sack. Greg Rousseau got him around the ankle.
That's the new money man. Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau inking a four-year extension, $80 million total. 54 guaranteed.
Yeah, getting that money.
Not bad.
No, less than what everyone thought he was going to go for. And honestly,
three out of four extensions have been player-friendly.
Yeah.
Yep. That they've been able to handle. Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
There's still a couple more that have to get done. With Christian Benford and James Cook playing on the last years of their rookie deals. But we'll see what they've got. And that will be fascinating for me to take a look at. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. A very busy Friday that we are recapping, by the way, both on the Bills and Sabres side.
And the Bills dumped more today. So
Bills decided to throw another piece into the fire today as well. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to join in here, giving any sorts of takes of that, including a very busy deadline for Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres. We'll go to Rick in Buffalo. Rick, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you for waiting patiently, by the way.
Yeah, 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, all I wanted to say is I do like the trade that Kevin Adams made yesterday. I like the re-signings of
Greenway and Zucker. I got you, buddy.
Yes, thank you very much. I like those signings. And like I said, I like the trade that brought us that
Norris, yep.
I'm sorry.
I've got you, man. You were waiting patiently. I'll help you out here.
Appreciate it. But, I mean, for me, it's too little too late as far as Adams goes. He has shown time and again that he has no idea what he's doing. He should have did something back during the 13-game losing streak. He didn't do anything. He has shown that he uses the excuse of trade deadlines no trade clauses and, you know, no palm trees and all that. And you can't have a general manager who's afraid to do something during the season.
Rick, I appreciate the call. And to give you the rebuttal here, I think it's failed promise. A failed potential, I think, of Adams, not promise. Failed potential. Because when he does make moves, they do seem to be relatively positive when it comes to acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that his drafting record is, at minimum, decent. At minimum. So I think there's potential. And the big thing that you're harping on is when. And that's something I'm fully in agreement with, is that he doesn't understand the art of when. It doesn't have to just be deadlines. It can be during the season, like you said, the 13-game losing streak.
Yep.
He even laments as much. Good. I hope he's learning lessons. for me, it's always going to be after the 2022-23 season.
Where everybody was hungry, everything.
You didn't strike when the iron was hot and you were 1 point out of the playoff spot to end the year. That's an easier sell for no trade clauses to be like, hey, you could be part of the answer to breaking a historic playoff drought, and we're right around the corner. We're on the cusp, and you're going to do it. You're going to help them.
Yep.
And this city is going to go bonkers bonanza for you. That was the time to do it, because he also didn't have to give up much from the roster itself. Hindsight 2020, of course. Cousins doesn't pan out with the extension he was given. Samuelson has not panned out with the extension that he's been given. But for me, it's, hey, man, you've given me a taste of what you can do when it comes to acquiring players. Greenway was a low-key, solid buy.
Very much so.
Jason Zucker, a very good signing and acquisition. Connor Clifton is a bottom-pairing defenseman, and when he's not been paired with Eric Johnson, he's, well, he's a bottom-pairing defenseman. He's, you get what you pay for. Perfect. Eric Johnson, the less I say about that, the better.
Yeah. Let's not open, take the genie out of the bottle.
But
on that
then McLeod for Savoy. That's a move you have to make. You cannot just keep sitting here waiting for everyone when there's not enough room for all these prospects to get here.
Right.
And I think that more of the same has to happen here. You have Rosane, Ostlund, Hellenius, Wahlberg, all sitting in the AHL. You've got to play a numbers game with the youngest team in hockey and think that all four of them are not making this team. Find out who it is, pair it with a pick, like a first, and go grab another piece for your top six.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You've shown that you can do this and make smart acquisitions.
Yep.
And there are enough big pieces out there that do not have those trade clauses in there. Or, and again, this counts in the offseason, if you sign a marquee free agent like Mitch Marner, that's doing something. That counts. So he's not out of it yet. He's not out of the fire. He is not out of everyone's pessimism, I would say. Overall, but it is nice to say he had a good day. And that's something even the caller hadn't mentioned, is I like the trades. He thinks it's too little too late. Well, if they're not getting rid of him, Adams, you gave me a taste of what you can do. Do it some more.
Yeah.
It's the episode of like SpongeBob where like he's trying to like do like performance acts and then he trips and like a Krabby Patty hits the grill.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
That's literally what Sabres are doing with Kevin Adams now, is that's what we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Do something. And it's the acquisition.
Yeah.
The
don't
big time acquisition. That's when that Krabby Patty is going to hit that grill and go.
No, you're right.
And it's going to hit like.
Yeah, because I don't know, myself and just average fans, right? Avid fans, whatever you are.
That's what you want.
That's what anybody wants. That is the next stage of the making of the moves. You need a superstar. You need a star player.
In the moment of making the trade, the long-term success of it at the moment will not matter as much.
No.
Because it's hope.
Taking a gamble.
Take the gamble. Or not even a gamble. Go even strike for a sure thing.
Yeah.
Make the deal happen. Because you're showing that you can do it. And fans just want to see it more.
Mm-hmm.
Or at opportune times. This offseason is a time. Not because of it being an opportune moment, but you have to. You have to make a big move to add to the top six. You should be getting another defensive partner so that you don't have any question marks about the top four anymore. These are things that have to be done. And the way that Adams can make moves,
mm-hmm.
I want to see more of it. That's the problem fans have with him, is that. It is not about the capability of the moves or the value of them overall. It is, do more. Because you're clearly not bad at it. This is not Jim Benning that we're messing with here. We don't have Pierre Dorion or Peter Chiarelli around here right now. It's not like every time he makes a move, it is a flaming tire fire.
Mm-hmm.
Strike. Learn the art of when. That's it to me. And if Adams can do that, it's a big deal, not just for him or this team, but also for the community. Because all you need from Sabres fans right now is the smallest sliver of hope. Within a 14 year to be.
Yeah, it's 14. It's
within
coming.
A 14 year to be playoff drought. There are no fans quite forgiving like Buffalo. Because if you tease them with hope, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at two years ago. Dylan Cousins is one of the faces of this franchise that is. They fell just shy, but they were one of the coolest things to watch in over a decade.
Look at the Bills. Their entire drought.
17 years, but also, yeah, like Mario Williams signs. Doesn't matter. They're flocking to the stands.
Yep. They're you playing the crappy Cleveland Browns, and it's a 1 p.m. kickoff. The game's blacked out. Like, fans are still there. They're, I mean, inebriated, but still there, like, supporting the team. Like, that's just...
No one is more forgiving than Buffalo.
Because look, as soon as the Bills made the playoffs, all is forgiven. Look at that.
All is forgiven, and they put up 3 points in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
They made a playoff berth. That was it.
That is what you have to do.
That's all the Sabres have to do. If they just made it, lost, got swept to start the series, I mean.
I'd like to see a win.
Well, you would like to see a win.
I'd want to see a win.
But I feel like 90% of people are like, they made the playoffs.
But also the pressure gets lifted.
Yes. It's not just turmoil anymore.
God, could you imagine, like, look at the other team that they traded with, Ottawa. Could you imagine just being Ottawa right now, though? That's where they would be.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's exciting that, like, finally your rebuild is getting somewhere. You're getting the juice. That's the feeling we had 2 years ago. Bring it back. I miss it. It was awesome. We'll come back. Booty Cheek of the Week, which we had to push an hour later. Because we were taking calls,
yes.
Breaking news happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get back into things. And then Todd Callen joins us at 1:30, as there was quite dramatique
mm-hmm.
surrounding the Niagara Purple Eagles. They'll be playing at 2 o'clock immediately following this show here on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.